Chapter 24. Vulgatis, Divinus Prime. Antros looked down from his agonizing prison as Mephiston and Rasilus rolled to a halt and clambered to their feet. Rasilus's face was a grotesque hybrid, a mixture of the librarian's own stern features and Zarambus's leering grin. "Too slow!" Zarambus cried through Rasilus's mouth, sprinting up the steps towards the woman. The witch drew back her knife to cleave another hole in reality, but before she could lash out, Rasilus jolted to one side, blasted against the railings that edged the steps. Mephiston strode after him, his smouldering blade held aloft like a banner, and his armour coruscating with warp flame. The railings gave way under Rasilus's armoured bulk, and he had to grasp onto a heat-warped strut to halt himself. As Mephiston approached his possessed friend, the witch led her female companion up the steps towards the statue. Antros strained to free himself from the rift that he had been cast into. His legs felt as though they were sunk in boiling tar. He could barely speak. He was in so much pain. "The blade!" he gasped, trying to get Mephiston's attention. Mephiston looked up at him. Then he turned to the woman as she ignited the jump pack and launched herself across the abyss, clutching her friend to her chest. The black cracks that had spread over Mephiston's armour had now splintered across his face. Lines of vivid darkness networked his skin. He looked like a piece of shattered ivory. Antros looked at Rasilus and saw that his face was being contorted into a likeness of Zarambus. Mephiston howled and lifted Vitaris to the skies, summoning wild, fulminous streaks from the clouds. The grin faded from Zarambus's face as Mephiston plunged the shimmering blade into his chest. Zarambus stiffened and slumped backwards, almost falling into the chasm below. Mephiston grabbed Zarambus by the arm as silver blood rushed from his chest, reforming into the same silverfish swarm that had invaded Rasilus's body a few minutes earlier. Rasilus's body slumped in Mephiston's grip as the silverfish scurried together and piled on top of each other, forming a glittering humanoid shape. Mephiston howled again, shedding more darkness from the cracks in his body. He dragged Vitaris from Rasilus and thrust it at the silver shape. Crimson spat from the sword, tearing through the half-formed Zarambus and turning the silverfish into a column of red flame. A searing scream sliced through the storm as the sorcerer finally died. But the red fire did not halt at the destruction of Zarambus. It powered on across the collapsing rooftops and spires, ripping through the destruction and raising everything in its path, carving a brilliant red channel through the ruins of Vulgatis and lancing out into the toppling peaks beyond. The blast was so fierce that it knocked Mephiston from his feet and sent him crashing back against the steps. He landed heavily, enveloped in his scorched robes, then lay there, raging at the clouds and crying out in a torrent of different languages. He lashed out with his sword, as though surrounded by foes only he could see, and with every blow, waves of flame spilled out across the steps, toppling statues and immolating the surrounding corpses, surrounding Mephiston with a whirlwind of fire and dust. Antros felt himself being dragged from the world. Clawed, inhuman hands were hauling him down into whatever hellish realm lay beyond the sky. "Mephiston!" he howled. He strained to look at the shrine behind him and groaned in horror. The witch was hauling a sealed box from the casket beneath the statue. The casket and half the dais were smouldering and glowing where she had blasted them with sorcery. As Antros slipped from reality, she leapt from the dais, the chest under one arm and her friend under the other, grinning victoriously as she dropped into the crevasse, her jump pack blazing. Something serpentine and muscular lashed itself around Antros's chest and jolted him violently. His staff began to slip from its perch, ripping through the sky as though it were cloth. "Mephiston!" he cried again. A figure lurched through the maelstrom and, as it reached Mephiston, Antros saw that it was Racilus. His chest armour was drenched in blood, and his face was a ghastly white, but he managed to dodge the waves of flame Mephiston was hurling and wrestle the chief librarian to the ground. Mephiston grabbed Racilus by the throat. Racilus gasped in agony as the chief librarian crushed his neck. Then he grabbed a syringe from Mephiston's armour and jammed it into his lord's neck. The dark lines faded from Mephiston's armour, and he loosed his grip, looking around at the desolation with a dazed expression. Racilus collapsed on the steps, and Mephiston stood up, reeling like a drunk and looking for something. "Mephiston!" cried Antros, only his hands and head still visible. He could just see the crevasse. "She has the blade! The sorcerer! Stop her!" Mephiston staggered up the steps and looked out at the receding figure. Then he simply nodded and watched her go. "Stop her!" whispered Antros, as all his worst doubts returned to haunt him. Mephiston was letting the witch go. She was a chaos witch, and he was letting her take the blade petrific. A crushing despair washed over Antros, and his strength failed. A forest of unseen limbs enveloped him, wrenching him from the world.